ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾ.
ಪೇಜ್ 114
ವರ್ಸ್ 9. ಅವಿದ್ಯಯಾ ಭಾವನಯಾ ಚ ಕರ್ಮಭಿಃ ವಿವಿಕ್ತ ಆತ್ಮಾ ವ್ಯವಧಿಸ್ತು ನಿರ್ಮಲಃ ದೃಢಾದಿಶಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಚಿತೋಹಮದ್ವಯಃ ಸ್ಥಿತಸ್ವರೂಪೇ ಗಗನಂ ಯಥಾಚಲಂ
We are seeing the Nididhyasana portion. For the sake of assimilation, we are recollecting our own nature, that is Sakshi Swarupam. I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam. What is my nature? The more I remember my nature, I can establish in my real nature. I will not lose sight of my real nature. Therefore, Acharya want to present this. Atman nature is this, that is your nature. May you contemplate in this manner. I am of this nature. This is my Swarupam. Again and again, repeatedly, mind has to soak into that real Swarupam as many times as possible. Therefore, we have to understand certain technical terms when you are studying. Sat and Asat, this Maya, Avidya, whatever we are seeing, ignorance, it is there or not there. Sat means existence, Asat means non-existent. If you say this avidya is existent, if you say, it becomes identical with Brahman. If you say it is existent, Brahman is also existent, avidya is also existent. Avidya means ignorance, maya. Maya means matter, prakriti. So you cannot say it is sat. If you say sat, it is also sat, existent, then it becomes identical with Brahman. Then what is possibility if it is not sat? I have to say it is asat. It is non-existent. If you say asat also, there is a problem because I am experiencing. When experientially it is there, ignorance, avidya, maya is there, I cannot say it is non-existent also. So sat you cannot say, asat also you cannot say. That is why asat, if you say, it is different from sat. Asat, if you say, it is different from sat. What is asat? Ignorance or avidya is asat. Which is not sat is called asat. Then it is differently, separately existing item. Asat anna kuda. Non-existent, listen, totally non-existent ni solla veli illa. Existent ni solla veli illa. Existence unna identical with Brahman item. Non-existence unna, but you cannot say it is non-existence also because I am experiencing that avidya, ignorance. Are you having ignorance or also? Are you having ignorance or not? It is there, very much there. Where is this ignorance? Next question. You cannot say it is asat also. You cannot say it is sat also. You cannot say it is existent also. It is. You cannot say it is non-existent also. But what to say? Either I have to say existent or non-existent. Shastra says it is existent, non-existent. Sadasad vilakshanam. It is different from existent and non-existent. How is it possible? There is third entity which is really not there but seemingly there. Our Raju Sarpa, our dream. You cannot say it is Sat really there, you cannot say. You cannot say it is not there totally, absolutely also you cannot say. Because you are experiencing your dream. Therefore, it is neither Sat, that means it is not real also, nor it is Asat also, it is not non-existent. It is there also. That means what? Seemingly there. That means mithya, vyavaharika satyam ityarthaha. Vyavaharika satyam. Bhinnatvenava abhinnatvenava vaktum na shakyate ityarthaha. It is different, bhinnam from Brahman you cannot say. It is non-different from Brahman you cannot say. Because that is really resting where in Brahman now. Brahmashraya maya asti in really speaking, Brahmashraya also from Vyavaharika standpoint only. Vyavaharika satyam, Paramarthika satyam Brahma cannot be there together. That is why we say as though. As though is very important. Whole Vedanta runs like this. As though, as though, as though. Mithya. Seeming reality is called mithya. So that is one point we saw in the last class. Another point also we have to note. Any matter, whatever we see in the world, it is an assemblage. It is an assemblage. Any object, any name, any form you take, it is an assemblage. If you understand this, it is very easy to do mithyatva nischayam. What is the corollary? Assemblage is that every object is an assemblage. It cannot exist independently. It cannot exist independently. This desk is like desk. Desk means right leg is desk or left leg is desk. Our front leg is desk, top portion is desk. It is an assemblage. Therefore, every assemblage is a dependently existing entity. It doesn't have any independent existence. That point we have to remember. Body is an assemblage. House is an assemblage. Car is an assemblage. Your pen is also an assemblage. How many parts are there in your pen? Show me the pen. Give me the cap. Give me the refill. Then you take the pen. Without refill, where is the pen? So you take, see, like that every object. It's an assemblage. So this is the point we have to note that. There is no object at all. That Mundakopanishad connection. Vag asti paramtu arthaha na asti. Vak means the word name is there, namke vasti is there, but there is no such an object. There is no such an object at all. Carpet. What is carpet? Vag asti paramtu carpet na asti. Vak means carpet is a vak, nama. Is there. Clip asti. Clip asti, vag asti. And the nama is there. But there is no clip. Only plastic. Plastic is there. There is no clip. Like that you analyze, it is not there. Like that we have to analyze each and every object. It is like valakand, onion. You peel out, everything goes away. Nothing remains. Like that. Apata ramaniyam kadali sambhavat. And then banana tree. You take each layer, nothing will be there. Banana tree, stem, no? And the trunk. If you take out 1111, like onion, anything, what is there? Nothing is there. Whole world is like a banana tree, like onion, you can take. Anyhow, this is the idea we have to remember at what I want to tell. Now in this shloka, what we were seeing, avidyayaha ashrayaha atma. See, this avidya covers atma. Namma atma swarupa namak teriyamane yaar pandranna. Who is doing that? Avidya only. How it covers? Really speaking, it cannot cover. On the other hand, avidya is resting on atma. Atma, that is refuted later. Because atma belongs to paramarthika satyam. Avidya, ignorance or maya belongs to vyavaharika satyam. How vyavaharika satyam covers to paramarthika satyam? How vyavaharika satya avidya exists in paramarthikam brahma? Really, can it exist? As a dream person exists in the waker? Because the dreamer is unreal. How he can exist in the waker, really speaking? It is only an appearance. It is just appearance. That's why we never accept the real existence of even avidya also. Avidya also, we cannot talk about its existence in atma, because atma, I am of higher order of reality. So where is the question of this vyavaharika existence? What is my word? Haihinai. It is not there. Where is the question of sambandha is possible? Now look into the shloka. These are all adhyastam, superimposed. They are all superimposed on atman. What is that meaning we are seeing? Avidyaya bhavanaya cha karma vihi vivikta. Atma doesn't have any connection with even moola jnanam, moola vidya. And atma doesn't have any connection with moola vidya caused. Moola vidya means basic ignorance. Atma jnanam is called moola vidya. Clip ajnanam, mic ajnanam, suppose I don't know what is mic. It is called Thula Vidya. Two names are there. If you do not know Atma, it is called Moola Vidya. I am ignorant of Atma, it is called Moola Vidya. I am ignorant of physics, I am ignorant of chemistry, I am ignorant of car, I am ignorant of fan, and Thula Vidya. I am ignorant of Anatma, any Anatma Vishaya Vastu, I am ignorant of. We are ignorant of so many things, are not? We are ignorant of classical music, are not? That is called Thula Vidya. I am ignorant of so many things, they are all called Thula Vidya. I am ignorant of Atma is called Moola Vidya. So Atma doesn't have any connection with Moola Vidya also. Or that moola vidya caused dehabhimana also. Really speaking, atma cannot have any connection. Avidyaya bhavanaya karma bhi. The karmas, actions I perform because of moola vidya, basic ignorance, they are all not there. There is no sambandha ityarthaha. Karma bhihi means even sanchita karma, agami karma, janma janmas karmas, karma bhihi api, vivittaha, I am free from. There is no connection. Therefore, I am nirmalaha. Since there is no connection with punya, papa, karmas, sambandha is not there, it's not possible. That is why I am ever pure. Ever pure. I need not become pure. Why? If I am impure only, I have to become pure. I can never become impure. I, the Atma, can never become impure. It is not possible. Nothing can touch me. nothing can make me impure. Therefore, I am sunirmalaha. Sunirmalaha, atma avyavadhihina. Without any gap. I have no gap at all. Avyavadhi means gap. Avyavadhi means gapless. Gapless between what and what? Between it is not. Okay. I am free, always pure, always. I am not touched by any agami karma, sanchita karma. What about prarabdha? Prarabdham only touching Swami name. Prarabdha also cannot touch me, the Atma. Then, prarabdha touching whom? The body, mind, complex. If at all prarabdha, you want to talk about prarabdha, that is affecting the body, mind, not the Atma. I means Atma, not body, mind, complex. Ahankara anyhow false. Chidabhasa, ahankara, lower eye is false. Once lower eye is false, which lower eye is having abhimana with the body mind complex, that abhimana is also false. That abhimana caused raga dvesha also false. That abhimana caused raga dvesha caused sorrows also false. Even false sorrow, how can it give pain? Pain also false. Therefore, where there is no pain, there is tranquility. Because of satyatva buddhi, all problems. Sunirmalaha, drigadi shakti pratitoha madvayaha. I am drik drashta. I am the drashta, swarupa. My swarupam is drik swarupam. I am ever the seer. In my presence everything is illumined. Aham prachitaha. Even though I am appearing as the propertied one, prachitaha, qualified with attributes, as it were. Prachitaha means here upadhi sahitaha, as it were. Prachitaha, the qualified, as though. Aham advayaha, I am secondless. Really speaking, I am non-dual. I am means which I, higher I, lakshyartha I, OCI. RC and RM are my vesham. To talk I am OC, I need RC, RM. To talk or to say or to claim I am OC, I need RC, RM. Without RC, RM, what do you mean by RC, RM? Reflected consciousness, Chidabhasa, RM reflecting medium. With both of them only I can claim I am OC. OC can never claim I am OC. And the power. OC can never claim I am OC. OC has to depend upon RC and RM to claim I am OC. But OC exists independently, but RC, RM cannot exist independently. Whatever exists independently alone is real. Whatever is real is my nature. That is the way you have to understand. Atma sthitaha swarupe, I am remaining in my real nature. Swarupe, in my own nature. Upadhi rahitaha, in spite of anatma association, I am associationless. In spite of sopadhikam, I am nirupadhikam brahma eva. Then before coming to Upadesha Sahasri, after coming to Upadesha Sahasri, before coming to Upadesha Sahasri also I am nirupadhika atma only. I have understood that I am ever nirupadhikam brahma only. சோபாதிகத்வம் இஸ் ஓன்லி எ டெம்பரரி வேஷம், இட்ஸ் வியாவகாரிகம், இட் கேனாட் டச். இஃப் இட் ரியலி டச்சஸ் தட்ஸ் ஆல் சம்சாரா பல் பர்மனென்ட். தேங்க் காட் சம்சாரா வில் பி பர்மனென்ட், நோ நீட் ஆஃப் கிளாஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஏன்னா எனி ஹவ் பர்மனென்ட் சம்சாரா, வாட் ஹூச் குரு கேன் ரிமூவ் சம்சாரா, நோ குரு கேன் ரிமூவ். ஸோ சம்சாரா கண்டினியூஸ். No, this mithya samsara, adhyastha samsara is the cause for problem. That superimposed samsara is the cause. Therefore, we have to negate that. Gaganam yatha achalam. I am steady, firm. Achalam means firm, steady, like gaganam. Gaganam means like space. Space-like. முண்டக்கா உபனிஷதி சாஸ்திரி, சோ யூ டோன்ட் நோ ஹவ் இட் ஹேப்பன்ட். நோ மேபி ஆச்சாரியா வாஸ் ஆல்சோ டூயிங் தட் டைம், சேம் டைம் உபதேச சாஸ்திரி ரைட்டிங் முண்டக உபனிஷத் பாஷ்யம் சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி அப்படின்னு தோன்றது. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா. அப் டு ஹியர் வி சா இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ், சோ திஸ் ஸ்லோகா சேஸ் அஹம் சுத்தா, ஐ எம் நாட் டச்சட் பை எனி கர்மாஸ்.
அஹம் பரம் ப்ரஹ்ம விநிச்சயாத்மத்ருக் ந ஜாயதே பூய இதி ஸ்ருதேர் வசஃ. ந சைவ பீஜே ஸ்வஸதி ப்ரஜாயதே. அலம் ந ஜன்மாஸ்தி ததோ வ்யமோஹதா. அஹம் பரம் ப்ரஹ்ம வித் இன் இன்வெர்டெட் காமாஸ். அஹம் பரம் ப்ரஹ்ம அவித்யா is defined in this way. Na vidyate paramarthataha iti avidya. The three meanings acharya some places he gives. Vidya virodhini avidya, very important, just note those two meanings. What do you mean by avidya? Avidya has got vyavaharika satta. பாரமார்த்திக திருஷ்டியா அவித்யா நாஸ்தி. ஃப்ரம் அப்சல்யூட் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் தெர் இஸ் நோ அவித்யா அட் ஆல். ஃப்ரம் ரிலேட்டிவ் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஓன்லி அவித்யா இஸ் தேர். சோ ஆத்மா இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அவித்யா, தட் இஸ் வாட் ஹி வாண்ட் டு எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ். லெட் அஸ் அனலைஸ் த டெஃபினிஷன், டெரிவேஷன் ஆஃப் அவித்யா. வித்யா விரோதினி அவித்யா, திஸ் இஸ் விரோதார்த்தே நஞ்ச. தட் ஹுச் இஸ் டெஸ்ட்ராய்ட் பை வித்யா ஆர் தட் ஹுச் இஸ் டெஸ்ட்ராய்ட் பை நாலேஜ் வித்யா இஸ் கால்ட் அவித்யா. அவித்யா இஸ் தட் ஹுச் இஸ் டெஸ்ட்ராய்ட் பை வித்யா நாலேஜ். Therefore, vidya virodhini avidya, inimical. Avidya is enemy to vidya. Vidya and avidya both are inimical. So one type of meaning this is. Here, with to know, that dhatu we take, with to know. If you know your Atman nature, avidya goes away, with to know. With dhatu you take. Second conjugation. Now the second meaning, fourth conjugation if you take, grammar students, fourth conjugation, paramarthataha na vidyate iti avidya. With to exist. There with means to know. First meaning. Here with means to exist. Both are meanings we can derive. சோ அது வந்து ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டெரிவேஷன், செகண்ட் கான்ஜுகேஷன், ஃபோர்த் திஸ் இஸ் ஃபோர்த் கான்ஜுகேஷன் 4A.
with to exist. Paramarthatah na vidyate, really it is not there. That which is not there really is called avidya. That which is not there really is called avidya. Paramarthatah na vidyate iti avidya. First one what I said, vidya virodhini avidya. That which is destroyed by vidya is called avidya. That which does not exist really is called avidya. Which one is right now? Both are right. Both are right with different meanings. Okay? So that is very very important point. The essence of this 10th shloka, this Atma is never born. Atma is never born. Aham Param Brahma is within inverted commas. It is the Upanishadic quotation. Aham Param Brahma. Vinishchayatma drik Brahmaiva aham asmi. Aham Param Brahma na Brahmaiva aham asmi. This is called Nishchaya Gnanam. Vinishchaya drik. Nishchitatma, Nishchaya Gnanam, the one whoever is having that knowledge, that Shruti says that person will never born. Whoever understands Aham Param Brahma, he will never born. He understood that he is birthless. How na? Na jayate bhuyaha iti shrutehe vachaha. This is Shruti Vachanam. Najayate mriyate va kadachit. Not only that statement here, aham brahma, whoever knows he will not born. Natu tatpada mapnoti yasmad bhuyo na jayate. That person attains brahman, again he will not born. Because all karmas are falsified. No sanchita is remaining to give birth. Therefore, purushanna param kinchit sa kashta sa paragati hinar. There is no other purushartha other than this. That is the parakashta. That is parakashta. Say, varaha. Some people say, the jnani who sits quietly, silently, his varishtaha. Who talks is varaha. All these are all paityam and artham. There is no varaha varishtaha. Silent jnani or active jnani, jnani is a jnani. Doesn't matter whether he is silent or active or passive. Passive and activity belongs to only to the body, not to the jnanam. This varaha, variyan, varishtaha categorization of jnanis is not right actually. We need not do such a categorization. Some jnanis are active for loka sangraha. Some jnanis are silent. What is there? Whether he is silent or active doesn't matter. Once you are in ignorance, these are all categorizations, people do that. And books are also there, they also write varaha, variyan, varishtaha. All these are all only just to create interest in people, but there is no tatparyam in that. We need not go for them. Therefore, this person, aham param brahma, this is aham. He claims that aham, I am supreme brahman, vinishchide atma, the one who is having firm knowledge. Iti, that iti you have to supply there. Aham param brahma iti vinishchayatma drik. I clearly know in my intellect. Vinishchayatma drik. I clearly know in my intellect. I clearly understand what? Najayate bhuyaha iti shruter vachaha. This aham param brahma, once I know, Shruti says he will never born again. Shrutehe vachaha asti. This aham param brahma vinishchayatmanadraku na jayate bhuyaha iti shruti vachanam is there. Najayate, Kathopanishad, Vachanam is there. Nacha evam bijahatu asti prajayate. There is no karanam for him. Bija means karanam. Karanam means bija bhave phala abhavaha. Once there is no seed, where is the question of fruit coming? Bija is there, fruit comes. Karana bhave karya bhavaha. Naimittika bhave nimitta bhavaha. When there is no reason, there is no reason at all, seed is not there. Where is the question of result? Since ajnanam has gone, that is the seed, bijam, for next birth. That bijam is destroyed. Ajnana bijam is destroyed. Karanam bijam is destroyed. Karya samsara karyam will not come. Birth will not be there. Nacha evam bije. You have to do anvaya like this. Bije tu asati. Twasati is there. Twasati. How you have to split? Tu asati. Bije tu asati. When bija is not there, that means when cause is not there, how the effect comes? Effect cannot come without the cause. Asati na prajayate. Therefore there is no birth at all. Ajnana is the bija for janma. So since ajnana is not there, there is no janma. The effect karyam is not there. Na prajayate. Na prajayate, not only that, phalam na janmasti tataha amohata. There is no phalam. Phalam is janma. Janma is the phalam. What is the bijam? Ajnanam. Avidya. Avidya is not there really. I am thinking it is there. Even this birth, death also, they are all real as long as there is ignorance. As long as there is ignorance, birth and death appears as real. Since ajnanam is not there, it is gone, therefore there is no question of birth and death also. Phalam api na asti. Phalam na. Janma na asti. Tataha hi amohata. Amohata means free from delusion. Free from delusion. Karana bhave karya bhavaha. Wise man doesn't born. Wise man doesn't born. Wise man knows, I am Atma, I never born, I was not born, I will not born. Now also I am not born. Jnani knows that Atma is myself. Anatma is not myself. That is what jnanam. He understands clearly. Atmani pashyati yaha. The one who sees one in self. Aham param brahma. Sthiraprajnaha ityarthaha. The one who has firm knowledge. Aham sthiraprajnaha asmi. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. Nayam bhutva bhavitava na bhuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam puranaha. Na hanyate hanyamane sharire. I am birthless. That's what the essence of the shloka is. I am birthless. Since I am birthless, I am deathless also. I am free from death also. Na janma asti tataha amohata. Mohata means delusion. Amohata. There is no delusion. Hi yasmat karanat. Yasmat ajnanam nasti tataha amohata. Since there is no ignorance, there is no delusion. There is no delusion, there is no delusion caused confusion. Since there is no ignorance, there is no delusion. Since there is no delusion, there is no confusion. Since there is no confusion, everything is clear and artham. So, jnani vision is the right vision. All people's vision is not right vision and artham. Right vision and the kannu parva illa. am talking Jnana Chakshu. We have to think in terms of Jnana Chakshu. And the Jnana Mangrada is a Chakshu, Nijamana Chakshu. Okay, next shloka we will read. Once the avidya goes, that result of that avidya, moha also will go, and janma etc. also will go. Once delusion goes, ignorance goes, all problems goes illa. Person recognize there are no problems. Pujya Swamiji says, in Vedanta there is no problem. In psychology there is no solution. In psychology there is no solution. In Vedanta there is no problem at all. Shloka number 11.
Mamidamittham chatathedamidrisham. Tathahamevam na paro na vanyatham. Vimudhataivam na janasya kalpana. Sadaa same brahmani chadvaye shive. Now, how the, he says there is no delusion. Once avidya goes, there is no confusion or delusion. Moha will not be there. What do you mean by moha? Tell me how that moha works. Delusion means what? For that Acharya gives, delusion is this. If a person is having delusion, he speaks like that. Well, how he speaks? Like this only he speaks. What? Mama, idam, ittham, tatha, idam, idrisham, tatha, aham, evam. Innadi? I am. First comes non. Then mama, this is mine. Once I say I am, na, delusion number one. It leads to this is mine, mama. Delusion number two. Kutti kutti potinne irukum. Delusion number two. Mama, idam, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Itham, idam, this should be like this. This is, that is, like that, go on and on and on and talking. What is moha? It is the moha. Once you have mamakara, ahankara leads to mamakara. Mamakara leads, then this should happen like this. Ittham. This is like this. That is like this. That is like that. That way of talking indicates moha, delusion. Ittham cha tatha idam idrisham, this is like this. Idam idrisham, idi ippadi, adi appadi. Categorization. Categorization, all the time judgment. Categorization. Why this categorization comes? Because of mamakara. How mamakara has come? Because of ahankara. What is ahankara? Identification with the body-mind complex, which is anatma, which is false. With false body-mind complex, I identify, that is ahankara. Then I possess whatever connected to this body-mind. My son, my house, my car, abhimana. I develop abhimana without my knowledge. Little bit abhimana enough. One mosquito is enough to disturb you in the mosquito net. No need of many mosquitoes. Only one mosquito. You keep 2-3 fans. One mosquito makes you not to sleep in the night. Like that. One possessive nature is sufficient. I don't bother about anything except my son. Enough. I don't bother about anything except my office work. Enough. I don't bother about anything in the world except my certificate.
Enough. நிறைய வேண்டாப்பா, ஒன்னு போதும்னா. இதம் மம, தட் இஸ் வை இன் யக்ன யாகத்தப்பா ஹோமா சண்டால் இதம் நமமா, இதம் நமமா, இதம் நமமா, திஸ் இஸ் நாட் மைன், திஸ் இஸ் நாட் மைன். ஹவு திஸ் ஹேபிட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டெவலப். இத்தம் ததா ஈத்ருஷம், இன் திஸ் மேனர் ததா அகமேவ, ஐ ஆம் அலோன் இஸ் தேர், அகமேவ, ஐ ஆம் த பெஸ்ட், ஐ ஆம் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட், அகமேவ. Then what? Na paraha, na cha anya, anyatha. There is no one. I am alone, great. There is no one. Generally, we always think, ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாது. Human mind thinks they are all ignorant people. You don't know anything. It comes like that. It's called one type of ego. Correct, they know, don't know. They don't know that is right, correct. They are ignorant. Immediately we judge, we categorize persons. This type of thinking go on and on, judging the person, their intelligence, their way of behavior. I alone knows everything, they do not know anything. And a husband always says, looks at wife, she doesn't know anything. She also says same thing, he doesn't know anything. And the parents say, children, they are not at all listening. What children says, you know? Parents are not at all listening. Parents, they are not knowing. Now, we just say, full world is so computer world. Appa, amma, unnume theriyadunna. You are nalla padichirukka. The parents think, you are foolish fellow. Unnuke, he don't know anything. Ulagame theriyadu ivanukku avan nenupa. Idella enna enna? Mohaha. It is caused by delusion. Na paraha, there is no one paraha, na anyatha, evam, in this manner, anyatha, vimudaha, vimudhata eva, and na you have to take it out separately. Vimudhata eva, all the first line, whole thing is mudhata, delusion, solid ignorance in matter. Ignorance leads to delusion. Shoka, moha. Ajnana leads to shoka, shoka leads to moha. Clear? So therefore, vimudhata eva. Of whom? Janasya kalpana. These are all imagined by the people. Janasya kalpana. What is janasya kalpana? I am. This is mine. This should be like this. This is like that. That is like that. I am only knowing everything, nobody knows anything, he is like that, she is like this. This pointing out, no? Seeing others this way, lame ajnananda. Because I am identifying with this body-mind complex, I give reality to this, and I give reality to that other body-mind complex, then I start judging. I compare myself with others, my knowledge, and with other knowledge I compare. The comparison goes on and on and on and on. Finally, this person is disgusted with the world, people. That is why we always shout at others. These people are like that only. The roads are like this only. Government is like this only. Always complaints only. Either loudly or inside. Go on complaining. Complaining box. Okay, janasya kalpana. But these are all not there. Where? Sada same advaye shive brahmani na. These are all not there in Brahman. When? Sada same brahmani. Always Brahman is uniform. See, in anatma, body, mind, complex, any role, wherever you are playing, there are always fluctuations. There are always differences. You cannot bring uniformity there. Nirdosham hi samam brahma. Brahman alone is free from dosha.
Brahman alone is uniform. Therefore, remain in that uniform Brahman nature. Accept the disuniform. Misuniform means uniformless. Asamam, Vishamam, Anatma, Shariram, Manas, Sarvam. Therefore, never struggle to adjust the Anatma. It is like adjusting the Rubik. You know Rubik? Adjusting Rubik. You can never bring it the same color all the sides. Waste of time, waste of energy. என்னதான் நடக்கட்டும் நடக்கட்டுமே என்ன, பட் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் வாட் எவர் டு பி டேக்கன் கேர் ஆஃப், அண்ட் அட் த சேம் டைம் லீவ் இட் டு த டைம் பிரின்சிபல். இட் டேக்ஸ் கேர் ஆஃப் இட் செல்ஃப். டோன்ட் பிரேக் யுவர் ஹெட். பட் அபிமானா இஸ் தேர் நோ? தட் லாட் ஆஃப் அபிமானா இஸ் த காஸ் டெல்யூஷன். ஸோ சதா சமே அத்வயே நான் ஜுவல் பிரம்மன் அண்ட் சிவே மங்களம். In body mind complex, mangalam is not possible. Body is mangalam or amangalam? Amangalam. If you remove ikara from Shiva, it becomes Shava. That ikara is called sattu chittu. And the chittu is absent, it becomes shavam. Ippo shivam irukku, appuram shavam aayidum. So, Shive Advaye, I am non-dual, auspicious, Brahman, uniform all the time. No, these are all not there. What are all this moha caused, mindness, all this identification, categorization, all are not there. That's why we have to reduce talking too much categorization, too much classification, too much லேபிளிங், ஜட்ஜிங் பீப்புள். இதெல்லாம் பழைய வாசனை, போகாது. எவ்வளவு சொன்னாலும் பேசிகிட்டே இருக்கும். ஆ தெரியும் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன், பட்டு என்ன அதுக்கப்புறம்? பட் அது ஒரு இது இச்சிங் உள்ளக்குள்ள ஏதோ பேசணும். அது மற்றவங்களை பற்றி எதுக்கு வாய் திறக்கிறேன்? சட்டி ஒரு மாவத்தன்னா அது ஒரு ஆனந்தம். என்ன ஆனந்தமோ ஆனந்தம். இட் ஷோஸ் அவர் the fluctuating knowledge. We are not firm in that. So reduce as much as possible. Try. Before that words are going to come from the mouth, why? What for? You want to talk. Shut. Outside shut, but inside also, mentally also, you must shut. A shutting is only for shutting sake. With understanding, there is no point of talking unnecessarily about anatma. Why I have to talk? This is like that, that is like that, this is this, that and all. Why I have to talk? The one who is talking is abhimani itself is false. Remove that abhimani, false abhimanam. That ahamkara, mamakara, mamedam, idam mama, vendapana. The more you drop this, the more relaxed. Happily you can sleep with snoring. Okay, next shloka. Shloka number 12.
Yadadvayam jnanamativa nirmalam. Mahatmanam tatra na shoka mohata. தயோரபாவி நஹி கர்ம ஜன்மவா பவேதயம் வேதவிதாம் விநிச்சயஹ.
சோ சம்சார ஸ்வபாவ எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் வாட் இஸ் மோஹா, வாட் இஸ் டெல்யூஷன் இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோகா. If they are all absent, you are free from delusion. That's all. If they are all absent in you, you are free from delusion. How? Yat advayam jnanam ativa nirmalam. Which knowledge? Yat jnanam, which knowledge? What knowledge? Advayam jnanam. Knowledge about the non-dual Brahman nature. Knowledge about the non-dual Brahman I, that is my nature, Advayam. Nirmalam, it is pure knowledge. Other than Brahman knowledge, whatever knowledge is there, it is not pure. Anatma Jnanam only, other than Advaya Brahma Jnanam, what else knowledge is there? That is Ajnanam only. Ajnana caused Jnanam. We don't want that, already it is burdensome. So Advayam Jnanam Ativa Nirmalam, it is a pure knowledge. That is why Brahman definition, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Pure Jnana means pure consciousness. Samanya Jnana. Idella Vishesha Jnana, Vritti Jnana. So Vritti Jnana, don't carry it away by Vritti Jnana. Vritti Jnana is false. Vritti Jnana born out of Chaitanyam, which is Jnana Swarupam. So I am Jnana Swarupam, in me all knowledge of science has arise and depart. Therefore, there is no much significance of qualifications or any knowledge of any science, your greatness. Who, what greatness it has got? Anatma Jnanam only. Because of which Atman, Jnanam, they are all resting in any knowledge. That's why Atma Jnani never gives importance to any Anatma Jnanam. So what? Tatakyam. So what? Inna ellathukku so what annu sonna. Ama. So what annu. That's why Jnani is so relaxed. And the relaxed kuda veelama sollanum. Relaxed annu. Mind, that is called inner leisure. There is no pressure, but leisure. Otherwise there is pressure. Because in worldly knowledge there is a pressure. In Advayam Brahma, in a secondless knowledge this is. Second Jnana irunda, comparison comes. When comparison comes, there is some uneasiness. In non-dual Brahma Jnanam, there is no second thing to limit me to compare. There is no dissatisfaction. That is why Sunirmalam. That knowledge is Nirmalam, Ativa Nirmalam. No comparison. No gradation at all. Mahatmanam tatra na shoka mohata. In that knowledge of that great people, Mahatmanam, great people means great people, wise people in artham. Wise people tatra, with regard to this world object, there is no shoka moha, there is no sorrow, there is no delusion, because there is no second real entity at all. Tayoho abhave. When tayoho means shoka moha abhave. When there is no sorrow, when there is no delusion. Karma janma na. Karma va janma va. There is no karma, there is no janma. Janma is caused by karma. Karma is because of janma. These two are not possible, not there to a wise person. Bhedam bhaved ayam veda vidam vinischayah. Janma karma na bhaved. Janma, birth, karma, any other type of activities, karmas also won't be there. Ayam veda vidam vinischayah. This is the confirmed decision, conclusion of knowers of Brahman. Veda vidam vinischayah. Wise people come to this conclusion. Veda vidam vinischayah. More in the next class. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ